T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This broadcast is coming to you through the courtesy of...
Quiet, we're on the air. I'll keep quiet or I'll suck you again.
Keep those records quiet.
Good morning, everyone.
You know what day it is?
It's National Drink Wine Day today.
It's National Drink Wine Day.
Do you drink wine?
Is it too early for a drink?
Anything to drink. Some wine, perhaps.
Is it too early to have a drink?
On the 18th of February is National Drink Wine Day.
I don't start drinking this early.
Didn't Jesus drink wine?
Yes,
but not this early in the morning.
And you know what time it is?
It's showtime.
Good morning.
I got ahead of the game last night then. All right.
Did you? You started early?
I had no idea, but yeah. Okay. Now I did.
Way to go.
Stroke of midnight. A lot of people do the countdown and then they start doing it.
And anything that goes wrong today, we can blame on National Drink Wine Day today.
No, not my drink of choice. I got sick going to a winery and then coming back. Well, they had the option.
Like motion sickness.
They had the option to drink on the shuttle before.
Yeah.
Not a good idea. I think it was motion sickness and wine, but man, I just the smell of wine now just makes me sick.
Really?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Oh, gosh, almost 20 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you won't go anywhere near
it? No.
Wow.
No, not a fan of it.
That and what was the other one that you had?
Duck farts. Yeah, that was a...
Wine and duck farts.
What does that mean?
It was a shot. It was a special shot I had.
Oh.
I got so sick, I actually threw up on the owner of the bar's shoes.
And
escorted out. I've been back since, though. But,
wow.
Yeah.
Do you get on shuttles anymore after the winery thing?
No.
Avoid those as well. All right. Well, if you're not Kevin, you can enjoy National Wine Day. We'll be talking more about that in Foodstuffs.
Yeah. And we'll recap our weekends. Busy weekend for everybody.
Yeah. Birthday weekend for my daughter, 14. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Crazy.
I did a lot of taking it easy.
Yeah.
Kevin got me on Peaky Blinders.
Did you binge it all?
I can't stop. No, I'm not finished, but wow. Not only can I not stop, I can't stop talking like them all the time.
I'll get the delay and the
Which
dump
sounds
button
like
ready.
What?
Peaky Blinders. Thomas Shelby. That's how it goes.
Wow.
Oh, I'm Thomas Shelby.
It's going to be a long
show. You tell him the Shelby brothers were here. You're a Shelby. That's how it goes. It's awesome, though. It's so, so good. It's dark, man.
I'm going to have to get into it.
Peaky Blinders. Yeah.
Okay.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, we went to Springfield, Missouri for Ryan's aunt and uncle's 50th wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Okay, how do they talk there? Let's hear you do it.
Warsh.
That's more St. Louis, right?
Down there.
Yeah, no, it's just a slight draw from Springfield, I think. It's just a slightly more relaxed. It's certainly not a southern accent, but it's just a little bit more
Ryan's
relaxed.
Ryan's dad lives just west of Columbia, Missouri, and he has a thick drawl.
Yeah, Columbia, they've got it for sure.
His friends used to always, this is their impersonation of Ryan's dad. Ryan.
Yeah.
It's your dad. That was the message that was on the answering machine all the time.
That's really good.
I mean, it's crazy. It's like, you're 2 hours away from us. What happened?
A lot of things can happen.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. Right outside the city, a lot of things can happen.
Yeah.
I've got cousins in Louisiana, Missouri. Not crazy far. Oh, man, the accents there.
Yeah.
It's something else.
It's like traveling to a different land.
Right.
It's like traveling to a different land.
I got another cousin in the Peaky Blinders and... Peaky Blinders! Do you watch with subtitles on?
I definitely, yes. Definitely have to because you can then follow it better. Otherwise, it's just a lot of broken English and curse words.
Yeah, but you learn a lot.
Yes.
I learn a lot of cool stuff to say.
that you can't say on air, probably.
I'm super, no, yeah, I cannot. That was the extent of my weekend, though. Peaky Blinders binging.
That was it? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about what happened over the weekend. Also, some interesting stories about your personal hygiene. How many times you can use a towel without washing it. And the glass of water that you put by the side of your bed that next morning, safe to drink. Think again.
Ooh.
I know you're thirsty and you're going to have to walk all the way to the kitchen for a glass of water. Don't pick it up.
Can't do it is what you're saying. Okay. The water I'm drinking right now is water I filled up to go to the gym last night.
Ooh, geez.
And then I didn't go to the gym somewhere. I guess that's my morning water. No.
Well, listen at 9:10 and see if Tim's still alive.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll see what happens.
And your weather brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. How is it in St. Louis on Sunday? Because Sunday in Springfield was just delightful. A little windy, but not too bad. When the sun's out, it doesn't feel half as bad.
It was nice on Sunday. Went down to Soulard for a little bit. Tried to go to Taste of Soulard, but that was the dog parade day.
Oh, yeah.
So we kind of walked around for 6 blocks, couldn't find anywhere that sold tickets to Taste of Soulard, so we called it.
Aww.
But it was nice out.
Yeah, it was nice. Today, cooler and cloudy. We'll see a high of 42. We dip down into the 30s by the middle of the week, but then we ramp back up. It looks like this weekend we'll get close to 50 on Saturday.
It's now time for the song of the day on Y98.
Oh, yeah.
Now, why are we playing this song today?
1976 from the Roaring Silence LP.
Yes.
Math of Man's Earth Band.
That's right.
Wrapped up like a another.
It was actually number one on the charts.
Oh, yeah.
On this day in 1977.
Written by Bruce Springsteen.
True.
Yep.
But it's not about this song. It's about this day in history. Something big happened on this day.
In 1977.
77.
Yeah.
February 18th, 1977. Oh.
And don't maybe think Earth, think
outer space. Well, I was thinking
space
already.
All right.
Skylab?
Not Skylab. But you're in the right vicinity there.
Skylab sounds made up.
It was the first one of these.
Don't know.
In 1977. First one of these changed our space program.
Space shuttle?
The first space shuttle!
Wow. Was that the first launch or they rolled the out for the first
time? The first experimental orbiter known as the Enterprise, this high-altitude glider, launched from the back of a specially modified 747 on this day. It was the first space shuttle. The first attempt, and it took 5 years later for the first actual space shuttle to be developed and create that. And this is what fascinated me the most about it. We don't use those anymore. In fact, NASA has scrapped the entire space program. Everything we use now to go into outer space is privately owned.
And I think a big part of that was your shuttle trip to the winery. Yeah. Everybody was like, no more shuttles. Okay, so break that down for me in more simple terms. The first space shuttle was
the Enterprise.
Yeah, but what did it do?
They launched it from a. It was the glider. It was the first time
out into space.
Yes, and they were trying to find a device that would be able to be launched from the Earth and return to the Earth and land and be reused because rockets weren't that way. You couldn't do that. So this whole program that started here in 1977 and then lasted until roughly 2011 was our program that, you know, sent people up, came back and landed. We reused those shuttles. And then unfortunately we had some tragedy and some issues with those shuttles. But now NASA has selected two space programs to replace the shuttle. They are the CST-100s from Boeing and then the SpaceX Dragons. That's the Elon Musk's. And both of those.
I'm a Dragon guy. And that's no offense to anybody who works at Boeing. It's a great product. But when it comes down to it, for me, between the two,
I'm a dragon guy.
And both those guys have had successful missions where they've been able to send astronauts to the space lab or the space, whatever that's called, up in space. So, yeah. So
the space doohickey.
That's
we like
it.
To call it that.
That's it. But this program started in 1977.
Wow.
Yeah.
Back to Blinded by the Light.
Yeah.
It's Manfred Mann. Am I correct that is the same Manfred Mann that says, there she was, walking down the street?
Yep,
and how many, 20 years in between those songs or
probably about 64, 65 for Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy, and then 76, 77.
Okay.
Yeah, and the drummer on Blinded by the Light, I believe, is the current drummer for AC/DC. He's had a couple stints with
them.
What? Yeah, Chris Slade is the guy's name. I think he's with AC/DC right now. He's been in and out of the band a few times.
Congrats on still being alive.
Yeah, there's that. Yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
Shuttle today. I like it.
Yeah.
Great job.
No, you're welcome. Yeah. So, and there was another big thing in space today as well. 90 years ago, the ninth planet, Pluto, was discovered. And then, unfortunately, in 2006, they made it a dwarf planet. So,
but aren't they talking about bringing it back?
Yeah.
Wasn't it promoted again?
Borderline.
It's one of those they don't know yet.
See, really?
Much like our space program. We don't know enough about it.
Pluto legitimately is a question mark right now?
From what I've been told or from what my kids study, Pluto is not part of the planets. It's a dwarf planet, so it doesn't fit.
So we have eight.
We have eight.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you know the status of Pluto, Texas, 314-531-9898. Kevin, you can tell not super familiar with the Ludo catalog. We have a song called In Space that's all about that stuff. Far more appropriate for that little piece of trivia than Manfred Mann's Blinded by the Light.
Poor Pluto. I mean, downsizing's everywhere, right? Who's with me?
Yeah. It's like Kevin. Like, is he an intern or a real employee? He's kind of the Pluto of the Y98 Morning Show. Which is a compliment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Lance House traffic.
Well, little heads up. It's not too...
Y98 with John Kay, if we never met. It's 6:06 and time for your headlines for, I was going to say Friday, February 14th, Tuesday, February 18th. Let's try that. In the U.S., the rate of people dying from the flu on an annual basis is 0.1%. Coronavirus in China, they say, is closer to 2.3%, but some people think that number is actually higher and growing. Meanwhile, some U.S. cruise ship passengers were flown back to the U.S. along with people contaminated with the coronavirus.
Yeah, I saw that. And, it's one of those things where it's like, this is how a pandemic starts. I don't know how, if you bring them here, I'm hoping they're quarantined at the very least, right?
That is what happened a few weeks ago with some people Americans who were flown from China to the United States. They were kept at military bases in California, quarantined. Until they were deemed safe to leave. So this is what happened. All of these people were aboard a cruise ship that was in Japan when they realized some people on board had the coronavirus. It spread and spread and spread on the cruise ship. They were on this cruise ship for 12 days. And originally the U.S. Embassy in Tokyo said, we will not be flying people contaminated with the coronavirus back to the U.S. They changed their minds at the last minute. And as some people were boarding the plane, some people who were well, they saw plastic sheeting and tape up in the plane separating the sick from the rest of the plane.
And they said, no thanks.
No, they got on board because they wanted to get home.
Wow.
I wouldn't.
They are currently at military bases in California and Texas. This sounds like Lance's worst nightmare.
How so? Yeah.
Germs, really bad ones.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, I don't know. I think if there were plastic taped up, I'd be okay with that. I'd take that chance.
Really?
All right.
I'm still not going to use the bathroom.
See, I feel like getting on a plane with people infected with the coronavirus would be higher on my list than using an airplane bathroom. Right?
Like, you'd rather use an airplane bathroom than get on that plane.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I agree with that.
I'd sit in the airplane bathroom flying to wherever we need to go.
I assume that the people who put that stuff up know what they're doing and understand how the plane's ventilation system work.
That's an assumption, but I hope you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's talk about Nevada's caucus.
Please.
It's Saturday. And apparently Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of New York, has the requisite support to allow him to participate in Wednesday night's debate.
There's a debate tomorrow?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's the first one that he's showing up in.
First time he'll be allowed to appear at one of the Democratic presidential debates.
Here we go. It's going to get interesting.
I know.
Wow.
I mean, he's been able to, up until now, run ads on TV, but not stand on a stage where other people are going after him. And I think they're going to be ready to go after him, don't you think?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
He's like done after this, like all that money for nothing. Oh, that'll be. Anybody else drop out lately? Nope. Still going strong?
Yeah. Time to start napping at work. And if your boss gets mad, tell him about this new study.
What do you mean start?
Yeah.
People who regularly take naps not only are happier than the rest of us, thanks for rubbing it in, but they're also more productive. They're more career-driven and have a better work-life balance.
What?
They say almost 10% of adults nap 7 days a week. Another 8 nap 5 to 6 days a week. So almost 20%, almost 1 in 5 of us are napping at least 5 days a week.
I am. I'm on that list of 5. And it feels weird when I don't during the weekend, you know?
Yep.
Like I'm missing something.
Kev's pretty productive, too.
Yep. I'm on that list, too.
You are?
Well, I'm mildly productive. You guys napping?
Career-driven? Me!
It's just a different career. What? Are you guys napping?
I just caught about 30 seconds right there.
Oh, did you?
Thanks.
Nice.
Yeah.
That guy. That guy's super career-driven.
You didn't hear me snoring?
Well, you missed lots of important stuff on the coronavirus and airplane bathrooms, so joke's on you.
What you don't know ain't going to worry you none.
Okay. It is the morning show with you and your weather brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. 42 the high today, 40 tomorrow, and down into the 30s for our high on Thursday.
A new survey came out about people's morning habits, the things they're doing every single morning, and what percentage of us are doing those things. So I want to find out what you guys do and what you don't do. I find these all very interesting. I'm reading this book about habits and trying to come up with better habits, and it all starts in the morning.
Really?
I've not been super effective so far, but we'll see.
And what is it? What do they say? They say it takes like 21 days or something to develop a habit. Is that right?
That sounds right. I haven't gotten to that chapter of the book. But.
Seriously? What about tying your habits to things you already do that are habits?
Oh, Jen, you might be referring to habit stacking. And I have gotten to that chapter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just read a headline on that today, but didn't read any further.
Meaning if there's things you habitually do every day, you attach the new habit you want to do to that habit. So as soon as you finish doing that one thing you do every day, let's say brushing your teeth, you add the next thing that you want to do. Let's say...
putting on deodorant.
A short jog, something like that.
Right. A short jog? That is not what's happening after I brush my teeth.
But for some people, it can be.
Okay.
And in a perfect world, you're doing what I like to call the habit sandwich. So if every day you do activity A, and then you do, you know, activity C, you just cram one in the middle. Activity B.
Oh, okay.
And then you got your habit sandwich.
How's that going for you?
I should put out a book on this, right?
Right.
I mean, I feel like people are like, talk slower so I can write it down. Okay. Everyone here, wake up to something wakes us up in the morning because we wake up so early. So,
yeah.
87% of people are waking up to an alarm. 13% just wake up when they wake up.
That's kind of like me. I have my alarm as a backup, but I'm usually pretty good. I'm about 15 minutes ahead of my alarm.
Really?
And that's usually when I get up. Yeah.
What? And crazy. You wake up at what time?
Usually around 1:25, 1:30. So
we should have some scientists study him because no one is waking up on their own at 1:30.
I mean, I don't know. I get used to that.
Wow.
85% use their phone as an alarm clock. 6% use a regular alarm clock, and 2% still using a sweet clock radio.
Nice.
All phones in here, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I use the clock radio.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a backup. Lance?
Mm-hmm. I abandoned my clock radio because I had a really good one, and then it blew up, and I got a new one, which ultimately I could never figure it out. It wasn't super reliable, so I switched to the phone.
Mm. 59% say the first thing they do in the morning is check their phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm picking it up anyway.
Yeah, because you're turning off the alarm.
Not the first thing. That's the last thing, because I grab my phone, I check it before I leave the house.
Really? So you get up, you do all your stuff, and then before you leave the house, you check it. Good for you.
The phone is in another room, because we put them away from us. We were doing that experiment, so it's in another room, so I go there to get my phone, and I check it before I leave.
So you still do that? We did that experiment a few weeks ago, where we all said we're going to sleep with our phone in a different room, and you have incorporated that into your life.
Right, yes.
And it's improved your life.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. God. We have a little charging station now. Works great.
You don't get enough credit. You can do, if you want to write like a few paragraphs in my book, you totally can.
The foreword.
Yeah, you should do the foreword. That's a great idea.
And then people can just read the foreword and be done with the book, because he seems to do all of these things.
I read a bunch of this book yesterday and was like, I'm going to start all these new habits every week. It's always new things. And the easy ones for today, I was not going to hit snooze and I was not going to check my phone first thing in the morning. I did both. Only 36% of people have breakfast every single day. 55% have it sometimes. 19% never have it.
It's the most important meal of the day, people. Mm-hmm.
But we pretty much, no one's eating before they leave their home out of us.
Yeah, sometimes.
No. You are? No. Really?
I used to, religiously.
I don't have that kind of time.
I would wake up hungry because I did train my body to like have breakfast every morning.
That's good.
It's not.
You should. It's just tough when we have to get here as early as we do. Yeah. Only 25% of people make their bed every morning. Kevin?
I do not. I try to on the weekends. I'm better at the weekend doing it after because I'm there.
But yes. You guys can't make your bed when someone else is in
it.
Right.
Yeah, you guys are all leaving people in your bed. I have no excuse. I just don't make it. 25% shower every single morning.
No. I showered the night before.
I've been trying to be better about that, and I have been successful on that. You can tell fewer hats on me. That means I'm showering in the morning.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't.
That's how you know, guys. That's the indicator.
You've been showing up with a hat on almost every day since you started working here.
Yeah, that's true. But recently.
Yeah, recently, no hat.
More morning showers.
Now I know what that means.
Wakes me up a little better. 44% shower at night. 31% say they sometimes shower in the morning, but sometimes they skip it. Only 17% of people get out of bed immediately when they wake up without lying around for a while.
Oh, no.
I hit snooze. It was twice this morning.
Yeah, a couple times.
I'm not proud of it.
It depends. It depends on when I wake up and how I feel. Because there are some mornings I'm like, well, I still got a half an hour, so I'll just go back to bed and wait for the alarm.
I would assume you guys with your significant others, you're less likely to hit snooze because that would be rude, right? You're like, I better get out of here because I don't want to wake this person up again.
In theory, every night I'm like, I'm not going to disrupt his sleep 3 or 4 times. But I do.
But then you do.
Yeah. My problem is I'll sometimes leave without turning the alarm off. And then I leave before my alarm goes off, so then the alarm goes off and wakes up Sarah, and I'm like, oops.
That is nuts. Yeah. You are like, they should study you. For real.
I've studied you, and it's not all that satisfying. This one, finally, if I find fascinating, 13% of people lay out their clothes for the day the night before.
Yeah, duh.
Do you do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Lance?
No, I don't either.
I like the idea, and I've heard people talk about how great it is, and these are fashionable people, not you guys, but other fashionable people. They're super into it. I can't do it because I associate it with, like, that's what old people do.
That's what old people do?
That's right.
No, I'm so dumbfounded in the morning that I'm just like, sometimes I'm so not awake that I will stare at my closet for 3 or 4 minutes and have no clue what I'm doing.
Me too, but I still managed to put together things like this. Thank you, guys. Real smart.
Exactly.
Sweater,
like I
corduroy
said,
combination. Yep.
You can just grab something in your closet, lay it out the night before, and then you get up, grab your clothes, and you go, it saves me.
It sounds great.
When we're talking, important minutes in the morning, it saves me some time.
All right, habit sandwich. I'm going to do that. I'm going to lay them out tonight. Wait till you guys see how good I look tomorrow.
We'll see. Okay.
Just brace yourself.
Entertainment Schmig is up in just a minute. We'll talk Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas where they wrote their James Bond theme, and more legal news from Britney Spears. It's coming up on Y98.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and lift local in February for just $10 a month and no contract or free enrollment. Let's talk Britney and Billy. Britney Spears will remain under a conservatorship at least for a few more months. There were some rumors that they were going to loosen the restrictions that she had in place, but it looks like while they try and figure out what to do, that it's extended until the end of April.
I'm going to need an insider to write a book about this whole thing.
Oh, yeah. You know it's way juicier than even the stuff we know.
Yeah, and just and sad, too. But I just, from the outside, you're just like, what is going on?
Yeah.
I mean, she's, you know, to some degree, functioning at such a high level, but then all these people have to get involved for her day-to-day decisions, and then, you know, she's raising these kids, and it seems like everything's fine, but obviously there are other crazy things at play, so it's fascinating.
And then all of a sudden, her father, who was in control of the conservatorship, is no longer, because he got into a physical altercation with one of her sons, so now they've given the control of the conservatorship, at least temporarily, over to someone else.
Very not Federline, right?
No, no.
Okay.
Jodie Montgomery.
J-Mont?
Yeah. Billie Eilish. Her new James Bond theme, No Time to Die, came out on Valentine's Day, of course. And she and her brother Phineas talked about how they've written most of their music in their parents' house in his bedroom. But they were on tour when this one came down, so they had to write it in their bunks on their tour bus.
Fool me once, fool me twice. Oh, you dare the paradise. Now you never see me cry. There's just no time to die.
If you care about James Bond songs at all, this is pretty interesting. She talked about how they were given the first 20 pages of the script, which is, you know, with the Bond films, they'll play a little bit of the movie, and then you go into the intro of the film.
Right.
So they think they have the script up until the point when the song makes its debut in the movie. So they thought it was incredible. But when you're asked to write a James Bond song, you write it, and then they tell you whether or not it's going to work, but it's not yours until it's approved. It's not like Billie Eilish is writing this, whatever you give us is totally fine.
Really? I wonder if they have multiple artists work on it and then they choose one.
I wonder too.
Wow.
That's what I'm thinking.
But it's all these heavy hitters, so I'd be kind of bummed if I was, I don't know, somebody else who got asked to do it.
And yeah, then, I know.
Like Ariana Grande is over there slaving away on her Bond theme. We'll never get to hear it.
Hustlers shut out from a lot of the awards this year. A lot of people thought that Jennifer Lopez was maybe going to get an Oscar nomination. She did not. But her co-star Constance Wu talked yesterday on the Kelly Clarkson show about how she went undercover at a gentleman's club to get ready for the movie. She said she made $600 her first night. Totally in disguise.
I thought that girl looked familiar. That's $600.
I know.
She's a crazy rich Asian. She's in that movie, right?
She is.
I think so, yes.
Carrie Underwood has a book out, and you can see her in Nashville March 5th. She's starting a book tour. This sounds a lot like TB12, okay? She's maybe following in Tom Brady's footsteps. Find your path, honor your body, fuel your soul, and get strong with the Fit 52 life.
What's 52?
You're going to have to buy the book to figure it out. Fit 52.
So it's a fitness book, yes. Is what Underwood put out. Huh.
And let me tell you, every time I go into Dick's Sporting Goods over at West County, her whole line is there. She's killing it.
Underwood?
In the she's got like a whole line of
athletic
workout
gear.
If I'm Underwood, let me tell you something. That Before He Cheats song, I'm not a country guy. That's one of the greatest songs I've ever heard in my life. If I'm Carrie Underwood and I'm coming up with a fitness program, all of the exercises are based around ruining your ex's car, right? So it's like mm-hmm. this, you swing the bat at the thing and you keep all the things she does in that song. You know, nobody's with me on this?
I don't know. I don't think that's fueling her soul.
Can't you just see it? No. Take out the headlight. This is a great idea.
It's like wax on, wax off. Mm-hmm. I get it. It's her version of Mr. Miyagi.
I just think you could get fit and get revenge. The Carrie Underwood.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's our next book. Mm-hmm. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. And we'll have more Entertainment Schmig at 8:40, including Adele losing it on some paparazzi over the weekend.
Ooh, I love that.
And details on her next album.
When Adele gets feisty, I tune in. Right now, another thing. Y98. It's the Y98 morning show. And how about this? Jeff Bezos, richest guy in America, mm-hmm. at the very least, who owns and started Amazon, has committed $10 billion to fighting climate change. He's launching the Bezos Earth Fund. $10 billion to start. He'll begin by issuing grants to scientists, activists, and nonprofits over the summer.
I feel really guilty with all the things that I order from Amazon. I don't want to put local businesses out of business. And then I saw that and I was like, I don't know, conflicted.
Every purchase you make is going to fight climate change now, for sure.
Is he doing that too to kind of help, because he's got a pretty big, footprint.
Carbon footprint,
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, is it kind of to deplete that a little bit or kind of say, because, all those trucks and everything that go and
I ship. Think he cares about the environment and he has a lot of money. And so this is going to be his big thing.
$10 billion is an astounding amount of money. Like, it's crazy. Like, he can run even that carbon footprint. And they're doing all kinds of things there where you can check some box. I got a thing the other day that asked me, you can get rid of all of the plastic and all of your
in your
shipments.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wait,
wow.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got something. I think it said that. I don't know.
They'll also ask you if you want to, now you can get things in one day. I ordered a bunch of stuff on Sunday that showed up last night. But sometimes one thing will show up a few days later and they'll say, would you just like to wait and have everything show up in one package so you're using less packaging?
Yeah. That cardboard's so easily recycled, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something to think about. But $10 billion.
But, well, we did
that. You know what you could do with 10? Like, there's nothing better to spend. No, there's nothing better to spend on it. That's what I'm saying.
We talked about, like, all the things that you would, what gross things would you do or eat for $1 billion? And I said no to a couple things. And Tim's like, it's $1 billion. You can't wrap your head around it. If Columbus had saved... If you put away $1,000,
there's no way you're going to get this right.
If you put
okay,
away,
wait.
No, stop. If you put away $1,000 every day from the time Columbus made it to America until now, you still wouldn't have $1 billion.
Is that true?
Is that what it
I don't know. It might be.
You told me.
Well, there was something similar to that.
That's
I don't know
exactly what it was. $1,000. Did I say 10,000? I meant 1,000.
Exactly right. It's a little bit different. But he can't put some of that money into bringing prices down at Whole Foods because that's him. He owns that.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
He can't spend some of that money into getting me sweet tango apples available at Whole Foods year round instead of just 2 months a year.
There's a shortage on those apples. You can get them at Schnucks, though.
not year round, you can't. $10 billion.
I don't know that you're gonna get any apple at a great quality year round.
I think
you ever had your favorite apple in like July? Not so good.
You know how I think this started? Is he lives up in Seattle, and it was, like, raining too much, and so he went to an assistant, he's like, how much do I have to pay to change the weather? And they're like, I don't know, $10 billion?
Y98, it's 7:04 with the morning show, back after a three-day weekend that was nice. Yesterday, just kind of took it easy. We were in Springfield over the weekend for Ryan's aunt and uncle's 50th wedding anniversary. That was fun. I'm not saying that sounded like it came off in a... That was fun. No, it was really, really fun to catch up with everybody. I was a little tired on Saturday because Friday night, we went out to see Little Women, or as my 7-year-old calls it, Little Ladies. We wanted to go see Little Women. Packed house. I'm telling you, every single seat, I'm pretty sure the movie was sold out because every seat was gone. I had to get up in the middle of the movie, which I'll get to in a minute.
But the audience was also Little Women, so plenty of room in there, despite the fact that they'd sold...
Yeah, yeah.
All those tickets.
Nora brought a friend, and they could have easily just taken up one of those big recliners. Mm-hmm. Those recliners are big enough that you can fit two people in there. So we went to Little Women, and it's been out since Christmas Day, which is why I was amazed that it's still so packed, because a lot of the movies that were up for Best Picture at the Oscars aren't in theaters anymore. So we're sitting there, we're watching the movie, and about halfway through, Nora's little friend comes over because I think she was really tired. We went to see a late showing, and she kind of wanted to leave. So I took her outside and I said, it's going to be fine. Let's call your mom. Yeah, that made it worse. That was a rookie mistake on my part. Calling your mom when you want to go home just makes you more sad. So I'm trying to talk to her afterwards, like, we'll go back. There's not much longer. I look up, there's 89 minutes left in this movie. Like, it's going to be done pretty soon, lying through my teeth. And then I ask her, who's your favorite character? Do you like watching this? And she's like, Beth. And I'm like, spoiler alert. I'm like, oh, this isn't going to end well for you. And take you back in this movie just in time for you to see Beth die.
Oh save me some cash.
Well, this book's been around for a minute. So we went back in, and she was fine after that. But
until Beth died.
Until Beth died. And then I kept looking over to make sure she was like, are you okay? But the difference between the book and so many of the different movie versions... The Greta Gerwig version that is out now, they flash back and flash forward a lot. So the way in which that scene was done, I don't think the 7-year-olds picked up on the death scene.
Oh.
I don't think they picked up on much of any of this plot, because it flashed back and flashed forward so many times.
Did you think they were going to at 7 years old? I don't know anything about Little Women. I didn't read it. I don't think I've seen any of the versions, maybe the one with Claire Danes, but
I think
it doesn't strike me as something.
Yeah, I'd be like Little Women or Sonic the Hedgehog. I would think
Sonic all day.
Yeah.
A 7-year-old's not really into period pieces, right?
No, they liked it, but I think if it moved in a linear fashion from beginning to end, they would have understood more. But Ryan and I walked out like, I don't think they understood a second of that movie.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's on you.
Yeah, well, yeah, partly, but I think that if I was thinking that it was going to have there was going to be a clear line drawn from the beginning when they're really little women to the end when they're slightly older women.
Huh. But, I mean, I
But with that being said, like, the 7-year-olds aside, it was so great. I loved it. There is like a 10-minute period in the middle I'm going to have to go back and watch because I missed out on all of that.
So we're saving you guys some time. Little Women turns out not appropriate for 7-year-olds. They may not get it. they may not get it.
But it was great. Saoirse Ronan. Tell you what, I'm going to show them Lady Bird next. They're going to love it.
Craigslist missed connections.
Tuesday, in case you're not sure of the day with the holiday yesterday. Let's start with something sexy, like car damage. Red is written. Seen. I seen who damaged your car. The other day at the Blues game. I even have photos and a license plate number of the person. Only contact me through Craigslist, please, because I don't want any possible retribution. Also, I'm not trying to pick anyone up here, so no kinky stuff, please.
What? Why wouldn't you leave a note on that person's windshield?
Don't want no retribution.
Like, you see someone's car get smashed at in the parking lot outside of a Blues game, and your first thought is, let's post it on Craigslist missed connections?
I don't have a pen. There could be lots of reasons.
Couldn't you just go to the police, who you would assume the person whose
How
car was...
How sexy is that, Tim? Come on. Yeah. You're right.
missed connections.
Yeah, that's weird.
I lost your number. You used to come over and I would take care of what you needed done. Usually, it involved plumbing. Your plumbing. If you need more help in that area, just let me know and I can take care of it for you. I have an accent today. I don't know why.
I can't tell if that person's really a handyman.
Yeah, what?
Or a handyman.
He's not the kind that use a pencil or rule.
All right. Miss Connections. Maybe she found a plumber, a better plumber.
Maybe. It's a good point. You are the mother I wish I had, huh?
Oh, boy.
Oh,
well, you know what's coming.
Just when you thought they couldn't get any weirder.
Wow.
No, I always put the weird ones near the end. You know that. We passed each other while dropping off the kids at school the other morning. Why have I never seen you around before? You drove a gray SUV and looked very, very beautiful. I'd like to get to know you. Hopefully you see this and become the mother that I actually had.
What?
Whoa. That's
very
it?
Confused.
Yeah. Oh, Macy missed that plumbing one, doesn't he?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Missed connections.
Mixed metaphor edition. We end with night shift nurse. We both worked the hospital night shift. You were the curvy nurse that I occasionally came home with me. Huh? Good sentence structure.
Listen, he just got off a late night shift.
We'll grant some latitude there. You would stop in and we would snuggle till it was light out. That was the case until you took that new job. If you read this, I miss you. Please respond, or any woman in the same situation.
Oh, jeez. What have ruined it?
Not picky.
We're going to go to the trouble of posting.
Right? Today's best music.
Ellie Goulding, Diplo, Swae Lee, a whole bunch of people on that track. It's called Close to Me. It's on Y98. And now it's time for bacteria talk. We've been teasing it all day. And
science.
You tuned in at the right time. Okay. How many times can you use a towel before washing it? So you get a clean towel that you use after you take a shower. How many showers can you go before you got to wash that thing again?
I usually wash them once a week.
Interesting.
My husband has a terrible sense of smell, so sometimes I'm like, whoa, you gotta wash this thing.
That's what I go by, smell, which
me too.
It'll take some time. Lance, how long would you say it takes?
Weirdly, it depends on the towel. There are some towels I have where it only takes like maybe 3 or 4 days where it's like, ooh, this one's starting to get a little rank. So I'd say somewhere between 4 and 7 days I'm going to wash.
Well, I wouldn't even go that far. I'd say 3. I think you get 3 washings out of it. That's it.
And Kevin, your father-in-law washes your towels? Is that correct?
He does.
Does he really?
And then he burns them.
Kevin is right. It's 3. After that, you're basically rubbing bacteria and mold all over yourself.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy? Once you use the same towel 3 times, it hits a tipping point. 3 showers only, they say. That applies if you hang it up to dry right after you use it. If you put it on the floor or hang it up later, it stays wet longer, so you might only get 1 or 2 uses out of it.
Oh, yeah, easily. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Washcloths are different because we don't use them and dry them off. When a towel gets soaked, it takes longer to dry, which gives mold bacteria more time to grow. So washcloths, really, you should just use once.
Which, I do.
Oh, yeah.
I got a lot of bacteria going on.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. And speaking of bacteria, guys, it gets worse. Okay, a lot of times you will keep a glass of water next to your bed when you go to bed, when you go to sleep, in case you wake up and you get thirsty or something like that.
Especially in the winter. I've been waking up with a really, like, Dry mouth, dry throat, and I need some water.
And sometimes you don't drink it all at night, so you wake up the next day and that water is there. Is it okay to drink? Is it okay to come back later in the day and drink it? What's your policy?
I usually don't drink it first thing in the morning, so by the time I go upstairs for bed the next night, no, I don't drink it. I dump it.
See, I don't do the water thing, but I'll leave like a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah. Meaning people took that to mean that he doesn't do it at night when he goes to bed. But the fact is you just don't drink plain water.
I'm not a fan of the taste.
I don't do the water thing.
That's so weird.
You put Kool-Aid or sugar in it, I'm all
right,
about
then
it.
Stay out of this convo here. We're not talking about coffee. What about you, Lance? Do you have a bedside glass of water?
I do not. No, my wife does occasionally. I've never done that. I mean, when I say never, there might have been a few times here or there, but very extremely rarely in my life have I ever had that bedside.
I'm pretty bad. Like, if there's just a cup of water, I'm like, from whenever, I'm just like, oh, I'm gonna drink that now. And here's the deal. It probably won't kill you, but it's not the safest thing to do, especially if you've already drank from it. That's kind of the big thing.
Oh.
So with an open glass of water, water, dust, and bacteria can fall in and create a film of bacteria on top, but that's not the worst, because once you drink, the bacteria from your mouth and lips gets stuck in there and it starts multiplying. Since it's your own bacteria, it probably won't make you sick, but it could. Drinking from someone else's bottle that's been sitting around, don't do that.
No.
Under any circumstances.
Oh, heck no.
Doesn't matter if it's tap or bottle, the same thing happens once it touches your lips. And if it's in the car, that's even worse because it's in the heat. The bacteria grows even more. Bad deal. So in general, once you've put your lips to a bottle of water, you should try to drink it the same day or dump it out.
My kids always try to, like, steal my bottle of water. And once they drink out of it, I'm done. That's it.
You should just tell them about, you'd be like, aha, bacteria, as soon as they do it.
No, I don't think I have as much, but I think they're walking Petri dishes. So if they take a drink out of something and it's the only, I'm, you know, parched and it's the only water around, I will not have it. Mm. Not have it. Okay. Speaking of.
Try to bacteria shame them, though, will you?
No.
Okay.
Okay. A better night's sleep is actually pretty simple. All you have to do is smell your partner's BO, sort of.
Aw, come on.
What?
I'm listening.
Okay. New study out of Canada. If you can sleep better, if they say if you're in a long-distance relationship or your significant other is away, but I feel like this would also just help in general. They had people wear a shirt for 24 hours, no deodorant, No perfume, no cologne, just your, what do they call it? Pheromones.
Mm-hmm.
Just your pheromones. And then they had that person's partner sleep with the shirt over their pillow.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that people who got to smell their partner throughout the night had a better quality sleep, felt more well-rested, and every week got more than an extra hour of sleep.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. So they say sleeping with your partner's t-shirt, same benefits as taking something like melatonin.
That was the big thing to do in eighth grade with your boyfriend or girlfriend. Like they'd give you a t-shirt and then you'd sleep with it.
Really?
Yeah, but the joke was on us because in eighth grade, everybody just wore CK1, so they all smelled exactly the same. Male, female, didn't matter.
I had that. Oh, I totally had that.
But you slept like a baby.
Oh, yeah.
A very fashionable, good-smelling baby.
You slept it. Did you dream in black and white, too?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Sports chatter for a Tuesday. Let's start with your St. Louis Blues. Oof. That was a rough weekend, losing to Nashville twice. Blues have won 2 of their last 12 games.
And lost 5 in a row, is that right?
I don't know about that. That's probably not too far off.
Now, that being said, that Nashville game was close until the very end.
The Sunday game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it wasn't.
And then it wasn't.
This is a skid. This is what we call a skid in the business. Is that right, Lance?
I would call it that. I mean, you know, there was a time earlier in the season where there was a bit of panic going on, but I wasn't too worried about that. But this one, it depends on how you look at it. If you're going to have a bad streak, do it now.
Yep.
I mean, get it out of your system before the playoffs come. So we'll see what happens. Jay Bouwmeester returned to St. Louis on Sunday. That was announced during the game on Sunday, and it's going to be interesting to see if he'll maybe be in attendance tonight. He's certainly going to hook up with the team at some point, the word is, but will he actually be at the game tonight when the Blues host the New Jersey Devils? That game is at Enterprise Center tonight at 7 o'clock. Talking about Jay Bouwmeester, he had that cardiac event when the Blues were playing the Ducks. They have rescheduled that game. That'll be March 11th in Anaheim. That means there's also a trickle-down from that. They made another schedule adjustment, Florida at St. Louis. That was originally scheduled for March 10th. That's been moved to March 9th. So if you have tickets for that one, that's going to be a day early.
And I know somebody's showing up March 10th with their ticket.
Yeah, it'll happen.
I got a question on that Ducks game. I believe when the event happened, I believe the score was 1-1. Do they just start it over completely?
No, they will resume from where play stopped.
Oh, okay.
That's where they'll pick up the game.
Interesting.
And that'll be March 11th. And on March 8th, in other Blues news, in honor of International Women's Day, Blues at Chicago Blackhawks, March 8th on NBC Sports Network will feature the first ever all-female broadcast and production crew on a U.S. On a United States NHL broadcast.
Who's doing it?
Awesome.
Some gals.
The biggest names in women's hockey. Like,
they should recruit Amy Markscores from Camel X. You know, she was the first woman to do a Blues radio broadcast. Come on, NHL. Or NBC Sports, or whoever I'm yelling at.
I smell an opportunity for you to become an agent, a sports broadcaster agent, Jen.
Oh, yeah. I'll be Mark Scores' agent. Myers and Mark Scores.
There you go.
One of them knows stuff about hockey, and the other one don't.
That's coming up March 8th. Daytona 500, which took 2 days to finish because of all the rain on Sunday. So they finished it up yesterday. Denny Hamlin was the winner. Third Daytona 500 win for him. Second year in a row. But the big story was Ryan Newman involved in a crash. Here he is leading. Final straight, final lap, seconds from the finish line. He gets into a crash. He becomes airborne. He's hit by another car.
Oof.
His vehicle skids across the finish line, so he actually finished 9th, but he was leading when that crash happened. He's in serious condition, but they say his injuries are not life-threatening. So
yes,
that's the good news.
Some people criticize the guy who won because he started celebrating, and it's like, this guy, they don't even know if he's going to make it.
I think I did see a quote from Denny Hamlin saying, well, I didn't really see it and didn't realize how bad it was.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pretty used to crashes, even if that one was pretty extreme. But, just seeing a car flip over a couple times is not that crazy for them.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Steady as she goes for the Cardinals. First spring training game is this Saturday versus the New York Mets. So things are really heating up in terms of spring training. How about your
We got to get this one. We got to start early. We got to get these Mets this time.
Man, that February 22nd game, you know that's circled. We got to win that.
Sets a tone, guys. It's crucial.
Speaking of the Mets, was there a rumor that Alex Rodriguez is like trying to buy the Mets?
There's some talk that he might be in the mix as maybe a contender to be a new owner of the Mets. Yeah. There is some talk about that.
We'll Could you imagine if J-Lo was down at the spring training games? What?
Like the players would enjoy that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a sellout for your St. Louis Battlehawks? The game Sunday, their home opener, first ever, considered a sellout already at 28,000 tickets sold. There are still some suites that remain. There have been rumors they might open up the upper bowl, but they're not going to do it because it's just a manpower thing and there's a lot of issues. Plus, they want to make it look packed. They don't want to have the cameras tilt up and say, oh yeah, that lower bowl's packed, but look at the upper bowl. So. Yeah. They're just going to keep the lower bowl sold out. Some suites do remain. That is the New York Guardians at St. Louis, 2 p.m. this Sunday. It's on ESPN. The Battlehawks lost. Good game over the weekend, by the way.
Almost pulled it off.
In Houston, it was Houston 28, Battlehawks 24. By the way, an XFL note, Seattle, their first ever XFL game in this incarnation of the XFL. 29,000 plus in Seattle.
Wow.
That's interesting because that's an NFL town. That's an NFL town with a good team.
A real good team.
That's an NFL town that draws well, and they got 29,000 plus for the XFL in Seattle.
That's
it's
good.
Crazy.
They have got to be thrilled about that.
Yeah.
So 28,000 is what they're talking about on Sunday here in St. Louis for the Battlehawks. And quick note, the St. Louis University basketball Billikens in action tonight. They are on the road. That's a 6 o'clock tip-off. It's the Billikens taking on UMass tonight at 6.
Go Bills.
Go Bills. Sports!
Here are your foodstuffs to enjoy, monsieur.
It is 8:05, or at least close enough. It's time for foodstuffs with me, Tim Convey. Sponsored by Salt and Smoke, check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. 4 locations and a 5th coming soon to Ballpark Village. We're also on Instagram Live right now at the Y98 Morning Show. So check us out on there. And learn exciting things like this. Planters is launching 4 new flavors of cheese balls.
Cheese ball. Oh, I didn't realize Planters was the one behind cheese balls.
Oh, come on. If not Planters, then who?
I'm a big Utz cheese balls fan.
That's un-American is what that is. You guys want to know these 4 new flavors?
Yeah.
How about this? White cheddar.
Yeah, I love it.
How about this? Nacho.
Oh, yeah.
How about this? Jalapeno cheddar.
No, thanks.
And are you ready? Blazing hot. Cheese balls.
Oh
no.
I'm in.
Coming real soon to stores near you. Something you gotta check out on Y98.com when you get some time. Crystal Pepsi. You guys remember Crystal Pepsi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've created a Crystal Pepsi engagement ring. So it's a diamond ring, but the diamond is somehow made from Crystal Pepsi.
What?
And they're giving it away. Y98.com. You gotta see this thing.
That's
how it works. And it's all worth checking out. Before I go any further, I need to stop and wish everybody a happy National Drink Wine Day. Not National Wine Day, National Drink Wine Day.
Okay.
So all the best to you and yours. Price of wine, by the way, as good as it's been in a long, long time, and it keeps going down. The price of wine just keeps dropping mainly because of a surplus of grapes in California. And one expert says that right now we'll get, quote, the best wine retail values in 20 years.
Wow, which is crazy because when we were talking about those, there was going to be a little bit of a trade war between the U.S. and France. And they talked about how if that had passed and there were going to be tariffs on French wine, it would have been crazy expensive. So people ran out right before and bought some. And it didn't end up happening. I don't know what that has to do with the lowest wine prices.
Good wine value. That's all I'm saying on National Drink Wine Day. Kevin doesn't do it. Had a bad experience one
time. That's right. Can't do shuttles anymore either.
They say the low prices may even last for 3 years before they start to go up again. So you got 3 years to just drink all the wine that you can. And after that, it's on you.
Food stuff.
Kevin, that one doesn't affect you because you don't drink wine. This one, my friend, is going to affect you quite a bit. Apparently, Red Lobster very quietly changed their policy on their famous Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Uh-oh. Mm.
Until now, you guys might know, you've been able to get an unlimited amount of them. It's a big part of why a lot of people go to Red Lobster.
Oh, yeah.
But the policy has changed. There's now a new limit of 2 biscuits for every entree.
I feel like there's going to be so much outrage, they might change this.
These are people's lives they're messing with here.
By the way, did you get Sarah a heart-shaped box of Cheddar Bay biscuits?
I did not. I missed that opportunity.
I only told you about it like 4 times.
I know. And I should have, apparently, since there was a limited supply now, that at least would have given me, you know what, 6 or something?
How many Cheddar Bay biscuits do you eat at one sitting at Red Lobster? You're sitting down with your Aztec chicken, which is what you order there.
Usually only 2. So, I mean, I understand why they think that, but then you always want to take at least 1 or 2 home.
Oh, so you ruined it for all of us.
Are you the reason this happened? Did you affect Red Lobster policy?
It's not me.
Ah, Kevin.
You can't take those things home, can you?
Kevin can. Kevin does. Not anymore.
They give you a to-go box to go home with it. So if they're there and there is extras in the little thing, yes, you can take those home.
Yeah, if they're sitting on the table, it's not like they're going to serve them to someone else. Those are fair game.
Now it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
And finally, there's a flight attendant on American Airlines who was fired for failing a breathalyzer test. He says it was because he was on the keto diet. The keto diet changes how your body breaks down food and can lead to a false positive.
Really?
Ooh. He's in big trouble. So American Airlines, they report it to the, I'm going to get it wrong, but some sort of like, the Department of Transportation.
Okay.
And once they tell them, then like, that's it. You're never going to work. You're never going to be a flight attendant
again. Yeah.
But there's a 2-strike policy here. So he failed one, but it was way back in 2013. And he legitimately failed it. He had been drinking. But that was a long time ago. And he says this isn't fair. He was just on this keto diet, and they need to come up with a better system. And all kinds of doctors say that is true.
Yeah.
It affects the way your body breaks down food. And it involves acetone, guys. I'm not going to break down the science of it for you. It's not that kind of show.
You produce ketones when you're on the keto diet, and apparently they're expelled as isopropyl alcohol. So they say you could have a false positive on the breathalyzer.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what the story is. So this poor guy is embarrassed and he's freaking out because this is his life.
Yeah.
His whole job's at stake. He lost his job. He can't get unlimited Cheddar Bay biscuits.
But he is losing crazy weight on the keto diet and has never looked better.
Yeah, he does look good. That's Food Stuff. Check out the podcast, y98.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I trust your Food Stuffs was to your liking. Merci beaucoup.
Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home today. A high in the low 40s. We've already dropped down.
Only Human, Jonas Brothers on Y98. I got in this morning. We were catching up about each other's weekends, and Kevin mentioned he went to an escape room for the first time for Kennedy's birthday, right?
Yeah, my daughter had her 14th birthday, invited some friends to do this escape room. It was Alton's Room Escape in downtown Alton, and you had 2 rooms to choose from. You could either do the cabin where you're trying to get rescued, or you got to stay the night and the ranger will then pick you up in the morning, or you do the pirate ship, where you're trying to save the captain from getting the ship shanghaied. So Kennedy chose the cabin, and there were about 10 of us in this little room, and you know, I wanted to escape because I was with several 14-year-old girls, but my wife didn't want to go in because she didn't want to do it, so she stayed in the lobby, and I went in.
Now, why didn't she want to do it?
I think that she was like, nope, this is yours, you handle it. I was like,
she said, okay. I teach kids all day, this
right?
Now it's your turn.
Okay. Yeah. But I was extremely impressed, and man, I was not expecting it to be so difficult, and there's so much to pay attention to. I mean, I realized just watching, there's a little video about the 3 things you're supposed to look for to call your ranger, and I didn't even pay attention through that. So the girl, I'm trying to get the girls to pay attention. You have to lock your cell phones away and everything so you don't have any extra you know, help.
You can't Google stuff.
Right, but it's really neat because the one we were in, you go to one room and then you get to another room where you're supposed to find the radio and then call the ranger. Well, you're monitored the entire time and you get an hour to do this. Mm-hmm. So there's a big clock on the wall that's counting down how much time you have.
And if you're really not doing well, they give you extra clues, right?
Yes, and you have a chance to do like a little group activity.
Why don't we just give you the answer?
Well, I think we were trying to, you know, I'm just kind of like, I'm kind of staying out of this. And then I kind of got suckered in because I was like, well, this is really cool. There was mm-hmm. a lot of neat things to find. And I didn't realize, because everything in the room in some way, shape, or form either opens. And if you don't look a certain way, you'll miss something. And then there's locks all over the place that, you know, certain places have a clue that goes to another clue.
I still have never been, and I'm
it's
having
really cool.
trouble visualizing all of this. And this is making Tim extremely anxious because he doesn't want to be trapped somewhere.
No, I don't want to do it. Weren't you saying this one's unique for some reason? Like the people did not like this one's.
This was unique to me, and I kind of started losing focus. The two people put this together are a husband and wife out of Principia. They're professors at Principia University there, out near Grafton and Elsa area. So we were talking before we went in, and there's a video, and they're showing the video, and I started losing track because it's a bunch of, like, you know, 20-year-olds talking about being a ranger, and the people, you know, the thieves took the radio and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, I wonder if this was filmed in Grafton. I wonder who did the what. And that's why I totally didn't pay attention to the video. So I was already a step behind.
Sorry, what did you just say?
Right. But it was very more cerebral. It wasn't gory. It wasn't, you know, meant about death. As I said, if you fail.
Because a lot of them are like, before the demon gets you.
Yeah, and a lot of them are like totally in the dark. Like this one,
no, thank you.
Yeah, where it's all based on feel. This one was based on more, you know, context clues and solving things. Like if you saw something in the wall and tried to make it into a word, that might go to one of the locks, and you use that word to solve one of the locks. And inside that item could be another thing that leads to another clue. And then some of the clues, you wouldn't even have a chance to solve them until you get into the other room and then put it all together to finally solve it.
I like the idea that a husband and wife designed it together, like different elements of their relationship show up in this thing. It's like, you have 10 seconds or your mother-in-law will show up.
No, but it was really cool. There was one time you had to go fishing. Like you had to, you open this thing and there were these fish there that looked like it was like a fish tank. And then when you got into the other room, when we eventually got into the right place to get the fishing rods, we were able to fish those fish out, and then we were using those as a clue. You had to weigh those fish, and that weight would then lead you to another clue.
The wife nags you for spending all the time fishing when you should be hanging out with the family.
But it was, I mean, it was really cool, and I just kind of was like, if you're team building, it's great, but I can understand if you have anxiety or if you're not, you know.
Yeah, anxiety. That's what I'm going to say I have. This doesn't sound like my jam.
Yeah, I don't think the four of us would make it out of there alive.
Well, I mean,
build our team.
We didn't make it because we waited too long to ask for help. And it was funny. We had like 10 minutes left. And all of a sudden it's like, all right. Okay, well, if you go over here, you'll find this clue. If you go over here, you'll find this clue. And then we still didn't make it out. But it was really,
they
a fun
gave
time.
You hints and you still didn't make it out?
It was like, yeah, the code is 7. Really? But yeah, but it was a fun
just
time.
Just open the door. We unlocked it. What should we do?
Yeah. Again, it's Alton's room escape. It was a lot of fun. We're doing the pirate one for Jackson's birthday. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Bring some snacks. You're going to be there for a while.
I have a feeling. Yeah.
All right. She flipped the bird to photographer. She sang a little bit at a wedding. And she revealed when her new album is coming out. Entertainment Schmig. And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in February and lift local for just $10 a month and no contract or free enrollment. You just heard Adele's Rolling in the Deep, and some wedding guests heard it over the weekend as Adele's best friend Laura Dockrill married Hugo White from the Maccabees. Sorry, that was a Ross friend's joke. But he really does play in the band The Maccabees.
Huh.
Adele officiated the ceremony and then sang at the reception. Sang Rolling in the Deep, sang Spice Girls, Spice Up Your Life, obviously, and mentioned that her new album is due in September.
She plugged her album at her friend's wedding?
Nice.
Come on, Adele.
Well, people were videoing the whole thing, and I think maybe someone asked her when she has a new album coming out, and she said September. It's not like, my name's Adele, and my new album's coming
She's
out
like,
in
She's like iTunes
September.
And Spotify. There were 75 people there.
In the meantime, if you want a little bit more Adele, you can listen to her song, My Same, which was written about her friend, Laura. That's on Adele's album, 19.
My Same?
My Same.
Okay.
S-A-M-E.
Yeah.
Don't question. Just do it. Sharon Osbourne, 100% white hair. She's been dyeing her hair once a week. Dyeing it red for the last 18 years. She said she was finally tired of it. And so she went to a celebrity colorist, as you do. And he said her hair is completely white. So they did this transformation.
It looks good.
Yeah, it doesn't look bad at all.
It looks kind of silver.
He posted side-by-side pictures. She definitely does not look as rock and roll as she did with her red hair, I have to say. She looks like...
very elegant.
Yes.
I wonder if she's had work done again.
Yo, are you kidding me?
Yep.
Ozzy Osbourne, meanwhile, canceled his North American tour. He is seeking treatment for Parkinson's in Europe. So... no dates here. Justin Bieber just announced his tour, and he's talking a little bit about his Selena Gomez relationship. You knew it was going to have to, especially when she came after him with her new song.
I did not know. I did not know he was going to have to, but I'm thrilled. What did he say?
He said he thinks he was just, well, he was talking about Hailey Baldwin and how he wasn't ready to make a commitment to her. And then he said, I think I was just hurt from my previous relationship. In my previous relationship, we all know you're talking about Selena. I went off and just went crazy and went wild. I was just being reckless. So.
That's it?
That's all you get from the Biebs. Well. He also shaved off his mustache.
What?
Everyone's relieved. No one more so than his wife, who said that she was not happy about it.
Yeah, talk about reckless. That thing was huge.
Boy, yeah.
Yeah. Movie soundtracks that are more popular than the movie. Number one on the list is Prince's Purple Rain.
Huh.
And number five on the list is something very close to Kevin's heart. Not to Kevin Hart, the actor, to Kevin Berghoff's heart.
Oh, is it the jazz singer?
Yes, it is.
Oh, with the great Neil Diamond and Lucy Arnaz. And and I'm trying to think who was, not Sir John Gielgud, it was
that's
the
okay.
other famous
okay,
guy.
That's enough. That's all we needed.
You lost me at Lucy Arnaz.
We talked earlier about how Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon, is going to donate $10 billion to save the planet. Tonight on PBS, Frontline, Amazon Empire, the rise and reign of Jeff Bezos.
Interesting. Are they going to beat him up a little bit? Is that why he's doing this?
Don't know.
What's Frontline?
It's a show on PBS.
Oh.
Been on for like decades.
Tell me how it is.
This guy doesn't own the tote bag. And then tonight...
what's PBS?
It's like peanut butter without the jelly.
Oh, okay.
True TV tonight, the series premiere of Hot Ones, the game show. My husband was watching the trailer for this, and he's like, we have completely run out of ideas. But this is actually a twist on the web series where they interview celebrities while they eat hot wings that get hotter and hotter and hotter. This one, though, just regular Joes competing at a chance for $25,000, answering trivia questions while eating increasingly hot and spicy wings. One guy said he never knew his eyeballs could sweat.
Based on just the title, I thought Lorenzo Lamas and his laser pointer were coming back.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hot! Yeah, he used to host Hot or Not. That used to be a TV show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it's good.
Don't act like we all of a sudden have lost all sense. This has been going on since the Llamas days. That's Entertainment Schmig. We have more online at Y98.com, more in podcast form on our website, the radio.com app, and wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Y98, it is celebrity birthday time. We'll start off with Pat Sajak's letter-turning friend. How old is Vanna White?
Oh, man. How long she been doing this?
A pretty long time. I want to say over 30 years.
I'm going to say. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I mean, she definitely looks good. It makes me think she's, I'm going to say 57.
60.
61.
63.
Wow.
63.
Yeah, still she's got been it. Doing it since the mid-80s, right?
Yeah.
That's 35 years.
Speaking of the mid-80s.
Still got it.
Yeah. But speaking of the mid-80s, how old is 80s queen Molly Ringwald?
I just thought that turning 16 would be so major that I'd wake up with an improved mental state that would show on my face. I look exactly the same as I have since summer. Utterly forgettable.
She was in that Avocados from Mexico commercial during the Super Bowl.
54.
55.
I was thinking 53.
52.
Oh, wow.
52. How old is rapper and Eminem's mentor, Dr. Dre?
It's the one and only D.R.E. Dr. Dre, the buck. You know I'm mobbing with the D-O-double-G.
Dr. Dre.
He's 50.
I think he's older. I think so, too. 50...
That's 55 is correct. And finally, what a vast movie career. What a vast even musical catalog. How old is John Travolta?
Oh, gosh, Lim. I really do have to know.
Come on, it's freezing out there.
I know, it's too cold.
His long, long career, and we got his Baby It's Cold Outside. With Olivia Newton-John.
His hair, just about 4 years old.
Yeah, barely.
At best.
Yeah. John, 67?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I don't think he's quite 70. 66.
66.
Yeah!
There you go. Yeah. Those are your celebrity birthdays today. Happy birthday if you happen to one as well.
All right, Lance Hildebrand, final look at traffic.
Better now. Westbound 270, rolling past 360.
Oh, well, of course it is.
Jason Derulo on Y98.
Yes, that's right. Sorry.
It's okay.
I was busy looking at this story of a YouTube... Are we going to call her an influencer? I don't know. I'm tired of that word. But this YouTube star, Natalia Taylor... Heard of her?
Nope.
Me neither. She took a bunch of pictures and uploaded them to the gram saying, "The queen has arrived. Hashtag Bali." Only problem was, she took all the pictures in her local IKEA.
Oh, wow.
She claims she did it on purpose. Mm-hmm. And she said she did drop a couple little Easter eggs in her pictures. So people, you know, hopefully they would notice she was actually at IKEA. I feel like she got busted that she was at IKEA and now she's saying, oh, she wanted to see if she could make everyone believe she was on a luxury dream vacation when she was really just at IKEA.
So sorry, she was trying to act like she was where?
Bali.
Hmm.
So there are pictures of her inside, and it looks like she's inside her hotel room.
Does Bali resemble IKEA?
No, I think she was just in a one little setting where they had like...
She just like geotagged at Bali, right, as if it was some cool hotel room, and actually it was IKEA.
Yes.
So how did she get busted, I wonder? Some people saw those Easter eggs.
Yeah. Some people said, it looks like you're in IKEA. And then she's like, ah, you win. That's what I was trying to do.
Yeah.
I was trying to trick people. Were you really? Or were you just...
I don't know. People are talking about it now. Yeah. I kind of want to see the pictures. I'll probably go...
Oh, great.
Get influenced by her.
And then there's a new survey about parenting wins. Things that you will probably laugh at, Tim, because you're like, what's the big deal? And I think we all did this ourselves. I actually did it to Kevin one time when we were at the holiday shopping spree at West County Center. And I said, why do you need to keep your child on a leash? Can't you just...
Because it works.
And then I gave birth to a runner, too. Mm-hmm. And I realized that a leash is probably a good idea. The top 10 parenting wins. Getting your child to eat their vegetables.
Yeah.
Seems pretty easy. Keeping your child quiet and occupied at the grocery store. That's why they don't go to the grocery store with me. Problem solved.
You know, I think, though, the new carts, like the ones that look like race cars or things like that, have really been more helpful.
Are you kidding me? No.
No, really?
Then they just grab things off lower shelves. Oh.
Why do you think they're helpful?
Well, because your kid's got something to play with, and they're distracted. They're not trying to, you can get through it quicker, and they think they're having a race.
Oh my gosh, not mine. No. She's just anything she sees in the grocery store, she wants.
See, the worst part is once they get out of the cart, because then they're just, and they want to help, and it's just, it just takes forever.
Hmm.
Getting your child to finish a meal without whining or to eat a healthy snack. Getting your child to ask for a healthy snack. We were out of town over the weekend and at someone's house where Nora asked for an apple and they were all like, oh, so healthy. Said you missed her lunch of 5 breadsticks. So yeah.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, I know, right? Keeping your child quiet and occupied on a long car ride. Getting them to finish their homework. Going to bed without a tantrum, taking a bath without a tantrum, and distracting your child as you pass the toy aisle in a store.
Mm. Mm. Oh, you do the like, oh, look, what's over there? Because you know you're going past the toys.
But if your kid's been to Target enough times, they know exactly where the toy aisle is.
And with your kids, it's like, I'm going to have to donate them to the poor anyway. What's the point of going down that way?
Join us as Girls on the Run kicks off their spring season. Register your daughter.
Y98 with Gwen Stefani. A lot of people are asking how our big adventure was in Vegas. We didn't go, but our winner did. So.
Bit of a misnomer, that one.
Yeah.
We should call it.
I was real excited when I found out about it, then not so excited to find out that I wouldn't be going.
But our winner and her husband got to see Gwen Stefani perform at Planet Hollywood, so hopefully we'll get a recap from her when she gets back.
Yeah, and speaking of texts, we got one this morning. We talked earlier about, or I talked about the fact that I don't keep my phone in the bedroom. We talked about doing that experiment to where it's supposed to help you sleep better if your device is in another room.
We did it for about a week. Tim did it for about 3 days and said that I'm done.
No, I think I made it through the week, and then I was done.
I made it to the week, and that was it.
And then this came in, no phone in the bedroom at bedtime? Do you have a landline? What about emergency calls, like a kid stuck or worse? What about an intruder in your house and you've got the phone somewhere else?
Oh, geez.
What do you do?
Man.
Just wondering. I'm like, I got a landline in there, so I'm okay. But yeah, I didn't think about that stuff. So
my kids are not getting stuck.
We also talked about Jeff Bezos donating $10 billion.
Setting up a fund, really.
For global warming. And we were trying to do that math, and somebody said they saw this years ago on one of the late night shows. If you take $1,000 times 3 years, that equals $1 million. $1,000 a day times 3,000 years equals 1 billion.
Right. To our... What, is she saying the Columbus thing wasn't right?
No.
It puts things into perspective, doesn't
right,
it?
Yeah, exactly. That's how much money we're talking. We're talking about a lot of
money. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we also got texts about, we were talking about the Blues game getting rescheduled. If you remember the night that Jay Bomeister had the cardiac event. Is that what they're calling
episode,
it?
Cardiac episode.
They stopped the game right there. They were a few minutes in. They were in the first period. Mm-hmm. It was 1-1. And Lance was saying that they rescheduled that. It's in next month, coming
and
up
start
in a few weeks.
From the second that the game
but that
stopped.
That's what he said. That is not true, it turns out.
Really?
So this is very strange. They play the full hockey game, all three periods, but they start the score at 1-1. I guess the reason being so that those players get those stats.
Right, and those points count towards the team. That's the only reason why I would think of that, too, instead of just starting it again at zero.
So it's 1-1, but they're playing the full...
That's interesting. Yeah.
Which is an interesting decision. Mm-hmm.
And we don't know a lot. I mean, you don't have to worry about rainouts in hockey. We know the deal with baseball. What? As long as you have five innings in, if it rains, you call the game, whoever's leading wins.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, then you start it at that inning, correct? I said we knew what we were talking about.
I don't
about
know
about
what
baseball.
The yeah, I don't know. You came on real strong there. I did. Okay. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't know exactly what it is, to be honest with you. But yeah, we learned something. So that's what they're doing for the Blues game.
Yeah, but the biggest thing we learned today, and I still can't believe it, is Red Lobster is not giving you unlimited cheddar biscuits anymore. They've limited it to two per your entree, and somebody brought up a great question, but the biscuits come before your order. So how do you limit that?
Well, now they won't. They'll come with your meal.
Or per person, maybe. That's what they meant by entree, perhaps.
Yeah, if you're ordering an entree. But if you think you're just going to show up and get an appetizer and all the Cheddar Bay biscuits you want,
think again.
The music you hear on Y98 is brought to you by Schnucks. Look for the healthy eating bins at Schnucks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.